Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 437. Now we're starting a brand new franchise. We're starting the G.I. Joe franchise. We're going to start it all off with the Rise of Cobra from 2009. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. So you saw this movie in the theater?
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, I did. I saw this at the theater. And let me tell you something.
Okay.
This is, I really liked it when I saw it at the theater. I won't say love. I would not say that, honestly.
Okay.
I was 22 when this came out. So I was young. I was like getting into my, you know, like I've always been going to the theater. But at this point, you got to think, you know, like I've only been going on my own, like buying my own ticket for like 4 years when I was like 18. So, you know, it's still pretty early on. And I went to see this with my cousin and we liked it. I was like, you know what? This movie got Steven Sommers, you know, your boy, The Mummy.
Yeah.
The Mummy Returns. Van Helsing. G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra. That's a four movie span for him. So, you know, I liked it. I've seen this movie a lot of times. I'm not going to lie. I've seen it probably like, this is probably like my fifth or sixth time watching it. So it's not, I'm familiar with it.
All right. I didn't see this in the theater. I did not go see this thing in the theater.
Did you watch G.I. Joe growing up, though?
Yes.
Because you were like a child of the 80s.
I was heavy on the G.I. Joe. So this is going to be a very interesting thing because coming from a cartoon and then doing this live action,
yeah,
it's a very interesting thing.
Toys. I feel like this movie's based on toys.
This movie
is the Hasbro logo at the beginning. You know, it's like, this toys.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the Transformers, right? Like, I mean, they have the Hasbro and then boof, it goes right into this thing. Okay, so with the G.I. Joe, so I saw it for the first time when it came out on Blu-ray, I believe. So I don't think 4K was around. I don't think so.
No, not when it came out.
No, Blu-ray. And I remember I hated it. Oh, I did not like this movie.
I'm not surprised by that, honestly.
Yeah, I did not like it. And did it change on this rewatch? Now, I didn't see this multiple times like you did. This has got to be the third time you watching.
So you haven't seen it six times.
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah, you've seen it a lot more than I do.
Okay.
But there's things about this movie that really freaking irked me. And even rewatching it, I caught Jason Bourne flashbacks. Like, I was like, oh my God. I started to get annoyed watching this movie. But we're going to talk about it. Now, financially, this was a semi-juggernaut, if you really think about it. Now, this budget was $175 million. They said, hey, do what you will with this G.I. Joe movie. And Steve Summers was like, I'm going to catering and everything. We're going to do it. This movie grossed $302 million. So
good enough to get a sequel. Success.
Yes, right? It was good enough.
It probably also did well on video. I bet you a bunch of people bought the Blu-rays and DVDs. And
I
came out with like a version of it that it was in the Cobra Commander helmet or something. Target exclusive. I know it.
Yes. So you're going, wow, that's pretty crazy. So yeah, this literally spawned the franchise from this first movie. Now, I can't wait to see what the critics and audience had to say about this movie because I would have been dying to know watching this damn movie, what did they think of it? So let me know what the critics and audience had to say about this film.
All right. Not great. as far as the critics go, they hated it more than audiences. 33% for the critics. One out of every three thought it was at least passable. Two out of every three did not like it. Audience score right down the middle, literally 50%. So 50% liked it, 50% did not enjoy it as much. So it's not fresh on either metric. But, you know, I mean, look, this is post-Transformers, right?
Right.
Post-Transformers 1. I don't know if Transformers 2 had come out yet by 2009. It might have come out the same year. I don't know. They're both Paramount as well. But this is, you know, cynical cash grab ideas is what they're saying, right? These are toys. This is, you know, they're cashing in on nostalgia and all that. I could see why people would hate it. But yeah, the scores are not amazing.
So, you know, it's weird, right? When you look at the scores and stuff and you're like, holy hell. You're absolutely right. They totally targeted the children. This was a PG-13 movie. This was not even rated R. But then again, G.I. Joe wasn't even rated R. I don't believe it was rated R back in the 80s.
Yeah.
But it was more PG 13. So anyway.
It's for kids, but he snuck in some stuff in this movie for PG 13. Let me tell you, the girls all look, they look like dolls in this movie. They're hot. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, we'll talk about the females and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, and there's a lot of violence for a PG-13 movie.
Well, just like a cartoon. I mean, the cartoon was very I mean, it wasn't gory, in the cartoon, right? But it was very graphic. Yeah. It was just like, yo, Joe, G.I. Joe, right. American heroes. Yeah. All right, let's get into it. Because okay. I really want to talk about it. All right, so let's go with the lead character. It's going to be played by Channing Tatum. And
Duke.
It's Duke. Okay, he plays Duke. So
I'm gonna
score. Marlon Wayans and yeah. as Ripcord.
Yes, I'm going to score kind of the good guys, team? I guess. Because okay. this is a team movie. Duke is our lead, so he's, at the end of the day, the main lead.
Gotcha.
This was before Channing Tatum was really good, because I actually like him a lot as an actor now. Mm. This was before he reached his peak, because his performance is bad in this movie. I don't think like, I don't think he's good in this movie. How's the character? I think it has a decent arc. Duke, I did not grow up watching G.I. Joe. It was a little bit before I got into like cartoons, because I would have been like, I wasn't born when this came out. So I watched more 90s, you know, Batman, X-Men, stuff like that. So I'm not super big on lore of G.I. Joe. I don't really know. So I don't know how Duke is in those things. But in this movie, I like his arc. You know, he's directly connected to the main villain. I always like when an action movie does that because he used to be engaged to the Cobra's commander's sister, and then she, you know, turns bad and all this stuff. I'm cool with that. We've talked about movies where like the villain has some kind of tie to the hero. Fine. Channing Tatum, horrible. But even though I like that, it's kind of basic. I mean, he is like an action figure hero, right? Good guy, military, wants to join the G.I. Joes. He's the best at everything, of course. He scored in the 99.5 percentile. The best at everything. Fine, whatever. I actually liked Marlon Wayans in this movie as Ripcord. I thought he looked like he was having a good time. This is a stupid movie. And so when you're doing a stupid movie, you need to have fun. You know what I mean? Like I think Channing Tatum plays it too serious. And Marlon Wayans like, nah, man, we're toys. We're toy characters. Like, you know, yeah. Let's have a good time. So I liked Marlon Wayans. As far as the rest of the G.I. Joes, you got Scarlet, I think, was the girl. Right?
Scarlet.
Scarlet. Yeah. Very, very attractive. Not the greatest actress. I like the little French guy. He made me laugh a few times. And then you got Heavy Duty, I think his name is. The big, the black guy with the, he's like the machine gun guy.
Yeah, Heavy Duty. Yep. Yeah.
I like Dennis Quaid, actually, as the leader.
Peter Hawk.
Yep. I like Dennis Quaid, fine. And Brendan Fraser, we get a cameo. Why wasn't he in this more? Like, Stephen Sommers, come on, that's your boy. That's Rick O'Connell from The Mummy. He should have been, I would have been cool if he played the Hawk character as well. But whatever, Quaid was fine. Overall, I gave it a 3, though. I gave it a 3. I think they're fine. I don't really have, like, I don't hate them. I don't think they're terrible, like, characters. They're cartoon characters in a live-action cartoon movie. So I gave them a 3.
Okay, this is the problem I had with the movie, was the characters. Duke was not this Duke. Like, Duke was the commander of the G.I. Joes. This is not no him, a military, and then he asked to be on the G.I. Joe. My brother was the G.I. Joe. That's Duke. Now, wrong casting. He should never been Duke. Now, the crazy thing is, if they do G.I. Joe now, and I'm going to keep bringing this guy's name up because he looks exactly like Duke. Alan Richardson is Duke. That dude is huge like Duke. Charisma like Duke. You give him the blonde hair and you literally will be like, oh my God, this is Duke the cartoon right into the screen. Alan Richardson will be Duke if it was up to me. But anyway, Channing Tatum was not Duke. Horrible Duke. Horrible Duke. I mean, he can't act to save his life in this movie. No, he was horrible in this damn movie. Oh, Lord Almighty. Scarlett, Richard Nichols. I was attracted to her watching this damn movie. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Like, yeah, she was really... And the thing that you said about the females looking like dolls and stuff, they looked exactly like that in the cartoon, yeah, with the tight leather. And I remember
very
watching,
proportioned, yes, very drawn a certain way.
I remember when this movie came out, the actress that played Anne, which is Cobra Commander's sister, the one that Duke is in love with. Yeah, Sienna Miller. She hated this damn thing because she had to put powder and they had to put it into this thing and she hated just putting it on and taking it off. The same thing with Kate Beckinsale, but she said she got used to it the more movies she did. But that girl did not even like it. She didn't even come back for the next sequel. She just like, no way. But I could totally see it. Like, I could totally see it because, I mean, that thing, I mean, these girls were moving and that thing was just skin tight. Yeah. Like, they couldn't do much. But anyway, characters. Man, I did like some of the G.I. Joes because they looked some of them. My only problem with this damn movie, they never had Sergeant Slaughter in this movie. He should have been in this movie because Sergeant Slaughter was a G.I. Joe, even in the cartoon. Like, even as a cameo, you could have did it in a scene that where he's fighting Snake Eyes. Mm-hmm. Remember when everyone is standing there?
Oh, I forgot about Snake Eyes. He was cool.
You know, Yeah, I'll let you talk about it. But remember the scene that they're fighting and Duke has to fight Snake Eyes to get points and all this to get recruited, which I was like, this is so dumb. But anyway.
That's where Brendan Fraser was.
Brendan Fraser. Right. Brendan Fraser. I don't think he was Sergeant Slaughter.
I don't think so either. He was someone else, but he was like a
But he was a G.I. Joe character, though. He was, and he wasn't in the movie much, which I was like, that's so dumb because that character was in G.I. Joe. Like the cartoons. But again, this is a movie. So you had, I mean, there's so much screen time. And G.I. Joe is a big faction. Like a lot of people got to know, there are so many characters in G.I. Joe. It's so hard to put it on screen. So I guess that's what they did. I think they pinpointed some characters. Like, okay, let's get a hot chick in redhead. And let's get the other one for the villains. But Snake Eyes is the best character. Mm. I'll say this, Snake Eyes. And then when we do villains, we'll talk about that. But Snake Eyes is a carbon copy from the cartoon right on screen.
Yeah.
Like, I loved Ray Park as Snake Eyes. So, yeah, with that said, I'm giving it a 2. I was and Marlon Wayans was so corny. And I was like, G.I. Joe was not even a corny, like, character. But I could see that they were trying to hit the kids. And the acceleration suit was not even in the cartoon. Like, they just threw that gobbledygook into this movie just to sell whatever toys. But I wasn't too crazy. I wasn't too crazy with it. So I gave it a 2 for decent. I was not too all up in it. Okay, main villain.
Yeah, real quick. Brendan Fraser played he played a character named Sergeant Stone.
Yes.
That originally he was going to play Gung Ho, who's also a G.I. Joe character.
Mm-hmm.
But instead was later to be revealed to be playing Sergeant Stone, which is probably a Sergeant Slaughter fill-in if we are on the right track. So according to the director, Fraser begged to be in the movie. So he wasn't even supposed to really be in this, but he had already worked with Steven Summers 3 times. So he was like, please, let me be in it. And then he put him
let
in
me be a G.I. Joe.
Let me be in a stupid movie. And he gave him the free. And he was good in that little cameo. I liked him. I thought he was, you know, he was still young and fit. He could have been in this movie full.
To be honest with you, Brendan Fraser is a G.I. Joe character. Like, he was that one of those characters. Like I said, there's a lot of actors here that I would say, yes, Dennis Quaid, hands down.
Yeah, he was good.
He looks exactly like General Hawk. Like, you're going, wow. Channing Tatum as Duke, hell freaking
also, his assistant, that model, she's a model, the blonde.
The one that got stabbed?
Yes, and her character's named Cover Girl, which is apparently another actual G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
But she was a horrible actress too. She's just a model. She don't even.
She was hot though. But
what?
Yeah.
I mean, supermodel.
But let me tell you, the villains is where it's at in this.
Oh, movie. The villains.
Okay, let's get to the main villain. Now, main villain, we got the Doctor, which is AKA Cobra Commander.
Cobra Commander.
Cobra Commander.
Stupid voice.
Yeah. And then you got Destro.
Destro, yep.
There you have him. Mm-hmm. Then you got the girl. So her name is Anne, but her real name is the Baroness. Yes, but they didn't call her Baroness in this. Only when she was, when they showed her human form married to the guy and the guy with the Morocco guy, the one that does the tech, he's the one that called her Baroness. So
we got Dr. Mindbender as a little cameo. Zartan, the guy who could change faces.
Yes, which was
the Mummy. Listen, this movie is the Mummy 3, the actual Mummy 3, not the one with Jet Li. Because you got Brendan Fraser.
Yep.
You got Zartan, who's Imhotep. Dr. Mindbender was Benny from the Mummy. So
was he?
That was Benny. Yeah. And he's another one. He's like in all of Steven Summers' movies. He's like his good luck charm kind of guy. But yeah, he was Benny. So I was like, look at this. We got a little reunion here. Okay. Villains. All right. You have Christopher Eccleston or whatever is Destro. Arnold Vosloo. Zartan.
Jordan. Yep.
My boy, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who I really like as an actor. He plays Rex, a.k.a. the Doctor, a.k.a. Cobra Commander. Look, I will say... Oh, and Storm Shadow. Yeah. Byung-Hyung Lee as Storm Shadow, who's an actor I really like. And Sienna Miller. Sienna Miller is... I don't want to sound like a pig.
A perv?
No, I won't be... I'm not pervy, but I don't want to sound like a pig. Sienna Miller is a fine woman. A very fine woman. And I liked her. And I liked her in this movie. She might have hated it, but I'm glad she was there. I'm not going to lie. Okay. Yeah, there's tons of villains in this. To me, I'm going to be honest with you, Alex. To me, they're equal as the heroes. There's a bunch of them. I get their motivation. They're super cartoony. If the heroes were not cartoony enough, these villains are cartoons. All of them. You got Joseph Gordon-Levitt doing this crazy voice. Now, Cobra Commander in the cartoon had one of the worst voices I ever heard in my life. I'm the Joseph! It's like really shrill and like weird. JGL's is not much better. You know, like Cobra soldiers will come and do the thing and the Venom and whatever. But you know what? It works for this movie. Like, it works. This movie is crazy. Actually, Destro, he kind of plays it straight. He's like an arms dealer. But then at the end, he gets a metal head, and that's where he turns into a cartoon character. Like, ah, my face, whatever. I like Zartan, that he turns into the president at the end, and he like infiltrates the White House. So I think the villains are cool. Storm Shadow's awesome. Obviously, he kind of, to me, it turns out the best because he plays it totally straight. And him and Snake Eyes got this rivalry right throughout the whole thing. And they fight each other, and he gets his hands dirty. All the villains do. I'm going to give him a slightly higher score. I give him a 4 because even though they're stupid, I feel like they got the assignment correct with the villains, and they really played it how you need to play it in this kind of movie. So I actually gave him a 4.
So this is where I agree with you on this one. The villains are way close, semi-close to the cartoons. Mm. We'll talk about storyline, but semi-close to the cartoon. Cobra Commander, I always love Cobra Commander's voice in the cartoon because it was menacing. Like, it was deep, but it had like, he sounded like a snake most of the time. And that was the thing. But he had this dope helmet. I ain't gonna lie, he had this Cobra Commander helmet.
Oh, it was just like
a silver,
right?
Yeah, but it looked, and it had the Cobra thing on the side. Like, I always liked the villain of Cobra Commander. But this movie, it's really not Cobra Commander because you really don't even see him in the whole suit. You don't get the voice. Not even towards the end, they changed the voice modulator changes into the sequel. So I wasn't too fond with the doctor, brother, semi G.I. Joe, and then he was like the super genius and all this. I didn't like the character. Jordan Gordon Levy, he was good in the role, but honestly, it was not much role to do. I mean, he was in a dude in a mask. So I was just like, whatever. Destro, he was okay. But again, Destro was the silver face guy in the cartoon. So he wasn't a human. Like, I guess what they did was like they did the origin to everybody. To
right.
Which was so dumb. In my opinion, they should have just started off like X-Men. You had the villains and you got the heroes in the same world. Like, let's just start off this movie off the bat with Deathstroke and Cobra Commander doing evil stuff. But they didn't do that. Baroness, I mean, I agree with you. I was a little bit with the glasses. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
She was really good. I'll talk about her in the storyline. But I thought she was, again, the villains were way better in terms of characters. Storm Shadow, let me tell you, Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes stole the whole movie. I don't care. And their origin is true to the whole thing. Like, that was the only storyline in this movie that was real. He took the oath of silence when they killed his master. Mm-hmm. So now you guys did. And I mean, Storm Shadow killed it. That is exactly. And I was like, you know what? This is the only storyline that was pretty good. Yeah. But my boy, when they were fighting in the, oh God, we'll talk about that. Yeah. But yeah, in terms of villains, in terms of plot and everything, I gotta consider that. I agree with you. I gave it a 4. They were way better than the heroes in this movie, the villains, in terms of that. And the villains were kind of dumb. Like, what G.I. Joe? This is what got me irked. What G.I. Joe is going to let you shoot a missile into the Eiffel Tower? No, G.I. Joe. You look at the cartoons, we never did that. They were never, ever, ever. Because they were American heroes.
Well, to be fair, and maybe this is why. The movie is called The Rise of Cobra. And maybe that's why the villains are kind of stronger. Like, it's not that they win, but they do a lot of damage.
But Nate, but this is the problem I have with these cartoons. When they turn cartoons that were really good into movies, they could have had the Cobras not known as Cobras to the world. Like, they could have been known, right? And they could have did something big, like a terrorist attack. And they'd be like, who are the organization behind there? And all of a sudden the screen comes up and then you hear the voice. And then like, who are you? And he's like, I am Cobra Commander. And I'm like, oh shit, this is it. Yeah. And with Destro standing next to him, like in this, like in, because we see it in the movie, so in Olympus Has Fallen, they take over the camera feed for some reason. They have the camera feed to the White House. Why can Cobra Commander do that? Yeah. And General Hawks would be like, oh my God, it is true. He has risen. I would have been like, oh, this is what I'm talking about. Yo, Joes.
Knowing is half the battle.
That's right. He said that in the movie. That was corny. That was stupid. Anyway, 4 for me. You gave it a what?
4.
A 4 also. Okay, action sequence.
All right. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of, first of all, there's a lot of action in this movie.
Yes, like, there is.
A lot. If you're an action fan, or if you're listening to this, you're an action movie fan. But you will not be let down with the sheer amount of action in this movie. You won't, because there's a ton. Now, will you be let down with the execution? That's a different story. I was mostly not. I liked it. this is why I've seen this movie so many times, because I love I actually really enjoy the first hour of the movie. I like the second hour less, because that's what, oh, we'll get to it. First of all, first hour. I actually really, really like the scene where they come and steal the case with the nukes when they're at night, the convoy.
The nanobots.
Yeah, with the convoy and with the plane that shoots the, and it goes like in the, I think it's great, great explosions. Like Stephen Sommers, he directed the heck out of this thing. Like stuff blowing up, trees blowing up, people shooting, people getting shot. Like that's what I was saying. Like for a PG-13 movie, a lot of people die, and they die like hardcore in this movie. There's no blood, but it doesn't matter. People get their heads like blown off and everything. The little arrow goes in the guy's eye and his head explodes. Like that's pretty cool. I love that scene too, where the Joes show up, like Scarlet comes down with the crossbow thing, and then Snake Eyes comes in with the sword, and Heavy Duty's on the machine gun shooting. Love it. I'm like, yes, this is awesome. I also like the scene in Paris with the suits where they can run fast. I like it. Yeah, I like it. I think what I like is that it's different. I've not seen that on screen. A suit like that where you could run fast, jump, do all that, and it has like machine gun arms, and I think it's a fun scene. I like when Scarlet gets on the motorcycle, and I like that whole chase scene. I think it's really good. You got Snake Eyes jumping on off the car, spinning on the other car. Cool. Love it. 5 for me at this point. We get to the second hour. And to me, the movie slows down so hard when they get to the snow base thing. Well, it's underwater. First of all,
villains, but yeah,
it's underwater. I'm like, oh no, we're going underwater. He said, oh, and then no. On top, you're on ice. And then below, you're underwater. And then we get the stupid, I hate the part with Duke and he has the girl and they're in that little manta ray looking and they're chasing the other. And it takes me out of it because I don't like that. I don't like the same crap. It's in the, what's the Star Wars episode 1 where they're in the, with the big fish. Remember they're in
And they're on the water.
I like spaceships in space. I don't like spaceships underwater. And that's pretty much what you get. Torpedoes. Mm. And so I gave it a 4 overall because I like the fight with Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow in that like silo looking thing with the electricity. And that's the best part of the second half of the movie. Because then you get Ripcord flying the jet. Like, okay, I don't hate it, but like, it's whatever. He's flying a jet and shooting the missiles. But all the underwater stuff kills it. So I would have gave it a 5. Like there's a lot and it's good. That part I don't like. So I gave it a 4.
Okay. I agree with you. This movie has tons of action, but it was fun action. I kind of enjoy the action sequences. I do agree. The ending sequence sucks ass. I did not like the water sequence at all. I was not fun. It was, but the first half of the movie, I was kind of into it. The acceleration suit of them running fast and doing all that stuff, it was cute. And I could see it for the kids. The kids would love. Yeah, totally. I wasn't buying it because I was so stuck in my 80s because I wanted. Look, if you watch the G.I. Joes growing up, these dudes had some dope vehicles. And I don't understand why they couldn't make these vehicles. Because I'm telling you, Nate, if they would have made these vehicles that people loved as a kid and they turned them to real life, I'm telling you, you thought Minecraft people would go crazy? You have people clapping in the theater seeing like their trucks. Their trucks has mounted stuff. You got the F-16 that looked like, you know, different, they looked G.I. Joey, you know? Yeah. And then they had the helicarrier. Now that thing was, you think the one from the freaking Avengers movie was huge. Their helicarrier was huge. It carried everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, but they never utilized it. And I think that's the flaw of this movie in terms of action. Did it feel G.I. Joey? No, it didn't. And I think it was the biggest mistake was going on the water because G.I. Joe fought in land. Because they had everyone come each other. Like, it was the army. Dudes, everyone. And then you could have had the cool cameos, like Sergeant Slaughter in a tank, like he was in the cartoon. You could have had, you know, all the characters that people love come on screen just to help Duke and everyone, whatever. But I did enjoy it. This was a popcorn flick, and I did enjoy it. I gave it a 4. I did like it. And I love the missile hitting the Eiffel Tower. I'm a sucker for the technology that eats metals and stuff.
The nanobites
and all this stuff. I'm like, you know, you suckering me. I'm all up in it. I did enjoy it. I thought it was really good. Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes. Oh, that fight was so...
It was good.
I loved it. I love my karate, and I love that stuff too. So I have fun with that. Can't wait to talk about storyline. But yeah, I gave it a 4. You gave it a 4. Okay, storyline.
I will say the one thing I appreciated, and maybe the 80s kids wouldn't, or I'm glad they didn't shoot lasers.
No, they had to. They had to go red and blue.
No, I don't like that. That would have been worse. If they're like,
no, they would not.
Shooting these lasers, I'm like...
No,
I would have been mad.
Because they did it in Star Wars. They did it in Star Wars.
I don't like it.
No, well, there's Star no Wars way you can
like,
tell me.
But to be fair, Star Wars is in like the year God knows when. Who knows? Like 3,053.
I guess.
Laser swords. I don't. I this is somewhat, you know, it's futuristic because it does say in the not too distant future. The nanotechnology I could deal with. Sound wave type guns I could deal with. Suits. Okay. As soon as they start shooting lasers, I would have been like,
no freaking way. The red and blue lights. No.
I'm glad they didn't do lasers.
I'm glad they got to do it in the next one. I'm telling
you. If they do lasers, I'm going to give it a 2.
Oh my God. I'll give you a 2.
Also, it's a cartoon. If they do like they did Transformers 1 and make it a CGI cartoon, shoot lasers. I don't want to see real life lasers. I don't want to see it.
No, they got, oh my God, it would translate so dope.
Lasers don't even actually do anything. No, it only works for cartoon. Don't
no.
You have a laser pointer? Did it go through someone's body? No.
laser pointer.
Okay, what are we on? Story?
Story.
2. Give it a 2. It's pretty stupid. It's not great. It's not great. Probably I agree with you. Probably the most interesting part is the Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow, like history, you know? Mm-hmm. Had the master say master. I like when the little kid's like, he's a cur. He's like, he hates him so bad because he stole some food or he's a cur. And they fight. I like that. I wish they told it in one long flashback instead of like little pieces.
Multiples, yeah.
Yeah, that's me. I mean, we've talked about it on this podcast. I'm okay with flashbacks. I don't like when they're broken up over a button. Like, just do one. Like, do one 5-minute one. That's the most interesting. Other than that, I mean, it's good guys versus bad guys. Bad guys want to take over the world, make a terrorist attack so that they can rise to power. It's nothing new. It's not groundbreaking. And there's a lot of silliness. Like, doesn't make sense. Like, this dude's in the jet. He blows up a rocket over Russia and then like in 3 minutes is able to get all the way to Washington, D.C. Like, okay, sure, I guess. And I give it a pass because it is a stupid cartoon for kids. But, you know, at the same time, sometimes it's too stupid. So I gave it a 2. I don't think it's a very good storyline, but I mean, I don't think it was trying to be either. Personally, like, I watched this. I'm not like, they're really trying to nail the writing. And I don't think they were. You know, they wanted to blow stuff up and make an action movie. So 2 for me.
I gave this a 1. And this is why I had so much problems with this movie. And not even the stupid storyline alone with the nano thing. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Big Papa Al is okay with that one. I am not feeling that Cobra Commander's sister is the Baroness, the Baroness,
yeah,
right? Which in the cartoon, they're not even brothers and sisters. Duke is not even, from what I remember as they're a kid, I don't remember, they're not a thing.
Yeah.
Only Destro and the Baroness had a thing. So that part in the movie is right. When he was like, if you ever touch whatever, he stabbed him. That is true. Other than that, the Baroness and the Cobra Commander's brother, no. Duke and the Baroness, never. Never. And this movie's problem is the whole like, oh my God, did you see her? And he's about to shoot her, but he can't. Anna, put the thing down. Anna, don't do this. And she goes, you can't do it, Randy. You can't do it. And I'm like, well, I can't do it. You looking this fine? Like, what are you doing? Right? Like, that story. And it really bothered me watching this movie because a lot of scenes were that irking. Like, it just irritated me. I don't know how you felt with it, but it was just like, did you see him, dude? And then it was like, yeah, I did see her. Don't say nothing. And then all of a sudden they see each other and she was like, just put the keys down, dude. And it was like, no, like, stop. Like, this love interest shit is really horrible in this movie. And then they're flash. She's going, the fake head hurt. And then she see flashback of them rolling in the grass, kissing. And they're eating lollipops. And in the beach. And I'm like, what is this stupid scenes? Like, why are there flashbacks? She's like, and I just hated it, bro.
Busting through the nanotechnology.
Yeah, well, whatever. And then there's Duke in the helicarrier. He's like looking, and then all of a sudden you see her and him making out. She goes, I'll marry you if you bring my brother alive. And I'm like, what? He gets blown up. And then he has, I didn't have the courage to see you that day in the funeral. I hope you forgive me. And I was just like, what? Like, that part of the movie, to me, is the worst storyline out of everything.
Yeah.
Other than that, Cobra Commander seizing power, loved it. I thought it was pretty cool. At the end, when he stabs Destro in the neck and makes his face metal,
yep.
I said, what the hell? This should have been in the movie, the beginning of the movie. Yep. Would have loved it. But no, they did it at the end. I thought it was cool. Cobra Commander as Cobra, I did not like the ending. When they showed their actual, I didn't like it because I was like, he does not look even remotely like that, even in the cartoon.
His mask in this movie is dumb.
It's horrible. It's like they, yeah, it looked like they couldn't, the budget went into CGI water. They couldn't even fix these guys too. So in terms of everything, I didn't like it. The G.I. Joe headquarters under the Egypt was really stupid.
Why is there water under CGI there too?
Yeah.
They're going down the elevator CGI and there's like all that water. I was like,
yeah. Too much CGI.
I mean, that's Steven Summers for you.
He's but it was like, king. And this is when I texted you. I was like, this is bad CGI. Like, even when they show the plane taking off and then landing, I was like, what? I was like, this CGI looks so PlayStation. Like, some it just of it, looks so bad.
Some of it looks fine, and some of it looks bad. Nothing very looks bad. Amazing. It looks either passable or bad.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. It just looked atrocious. I was like, this is, and again, I hate to say CGI is bad in movies, but in terms of this storyline, like, was it entertaining? No, but I did enjoy it as a popcorn flick at the end of the day. I was just like, yeah, this is pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
If I have shit to do, I'm putting on G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra, and just, I'm cool with it. But anyway, with that, I gave it a 1. All right, overall.
I mean, what you just said at the end is how I feel about this movie. To me, it is not offensively bad.
No.
I like it. I do. I would never go up to someone and say, hey, you ever seen G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra? It's really great. You need to check it out. I'll never do that. And if someone walked up to me and said, hey, Nate, you're an idiot. G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra is a terrible movie. I would say, yeah, I could see that.
You're an idiot.
But I can watch it. I've seen it a lot of times. I own it. I bought it on 4K. I don't hate this movie. To me, guess where this is going? Watchable crap. This is Steven Summers' second watchable crap movie for me. Like The Mummy Returns. I don't like that movie. Remember the review? I didn't love it, but I sure as heck can watch it like any time. I feel that way about this.
But it's, you don't...
It's
question. Flawed. Sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Do you feel like... Because I know you didn't like Mummy Returns.
Yeah.
Do you think that movie's still worse than this one? Like, would you enjoy Mummy Returns now if you rewatched it over G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra?
I like G.I. Joe better than The Mummy Returns.
Interesting.
Interesting. I find it more entertaining than The Mummy Returns.
Mm.
But I don't hate, I can't say I hate either one. Like, I could watch anyone anytime. Like, if someone's like, oh, I want to throw on Mummy Returns, I'm like, all right, that's a flawed movie, but I can watch it. And I feel the same way about G.I. Joe. I give it a 3. Overall, I don't think it's horrible. I think it's a very distinct tone and what they're going for. They're going for popcorn. They're going for explosions, loud, fast. I think the first hour is much better than the second hour. I will say that. That last like 45 minutes is, I don't like it as much, but I find it entertaining. But I think it is crap. I would never tell someone this is a great movie, but I sure as heck can watch it. I didn't have, this was an easy one. You know, this episode was easy. I was like, well, G.I. Joe? I mean, I know I picked it, but I was like, G.I. Joe? Put it on, no problem. So yeah, I think it's fine. I give it a 3.
You know, it's funny because I think the G.I. Joe, the movie with the cartoon was like way better than this one. But
I've never even seen it.
You never seen it? You know, we should do one day. I mean, I know you do all your lists.
Transformers cartoon.
That's what I was thinking. We should do a cartoons movie, the movie of the original stuff. Though. Not the modern, like the original
G.I. Joe. Cartoon month.
Cartoon month.
We'll do a Transformers. Yeah. We'll do a G.I. Joe. We'll do a Ninja Turtles and something. I'll find another one.
Yeah, they should cartoons. Be one. Another one. Is it Inspector Gadget, the movie?
Street Fighter 2, the anime.
Oh, Street Fighter. Oh, that's technically is fighting. All right. Yeah. So, okay. Overall, I agree with you. I did enjoy it. I did. Okay. If you're a fan of G.I. Joe, you're going to hate this movie. You're going to hate the lore. You're going to hate all the characters. You're going to hate everything that is known to man, what they did to this franchise. But at the end of the day, it was kind of enjoying. I did enjoy it for what it was. And there's a reason why I still have it in my 4K collection. Because I was like, watching this movie, I was like, why did I buy it in 4K? And then I went, by the end of it, I was like, oh, the Baroness. Duh. And Scarlett. The two females in this movie. But no, all jokes aside.
Nice to look.
Yeah. In high definition.
Super Ultra HD.
Super. 8 times the resolution of Blu-ray. No.
Heck,
I remember those commercials in the beginning of those? The Blu-rays.
Back when Blu-ray first came out?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. The screen used to wipe and all of a sudden it was like super clear. Like, whoa, look at this. I love those. I watch them still.
No, but all jokes. I liked it for what it was. I gave it a 3.2. I thought it was good. I had fun with it. So, yeah. All right. Total points.
Okay. My total points is a 16 out of a 25. I like this movie. I don't care. I mean, you know, everyone has those movies in their roster where it's like,
right,
everyone hates it. I don't care. I could watch it. I think it's entertaining. I think it's fun. It's nice to look at. It's easy. It's breezy.
I agree. I gave this a 14 out of a 25. Yeah, I agree with you. With your easy, watchable breezy.
For sure.
Yeah, very watchable crime. It goes in that list. But anyway, with that said, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
All right. So next episode, we will be pairing up these G.I. Joe movies with water-based action films. So we will have a special guest on our next episode. Harrison will be joining us for a review of Waterworld. Kick it off with that. And then after that, we're going to the sequel, G.I. Joe Retaliation. Now, I'm going to tell you this, Alex. I have not seen the second one as much as the first one, but I remember liking the second one better than the first one. So why I haven't seen it more, I don't know. But I feel like this one also was on TV a lot, the first one. So I've seen it more times. But G.I. Joe Retaliation, we got a new director. We got some new characters. So we're going to be reviewing that one, continue on with the G.I. Joe franchise.
With that said, guys, if you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/actionmovieguys. Subscribe, leave comments on your favorite episodes. And of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And of course, you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Geeks, the letter N, Flix. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.